My name is Andy Morrow. I am the paediatric ECLO in Northern Ireland. That's the sight loss advisor for children in Northern Ireland. I work in Belfast at the Royal Victoria Hospital. I attend three clinics there during the week, and I'm there to give support to the parents and the families.
So is it an eye clinic liaison officer then? You're there when people get that diagnosis that they're losing their sight to give help and support straight away. But interesting, you mentioned paediatrics, so children.
Yes, I deal predominantly with children. I'm only in the children's clinics, and I'm there just to help the parents whenever they get the diagnosis. A lot of the times, the clinician will ask me to come in when they give the diagnosis, and so I'm there for that crucial moment whenever the parents hear this, what they feel is devastating news. And they don't know what to do next, and the clinicians or the consultants all, okay, so I need to get to my next appointment, so on you go. So then I'm able to take them into a quiet room and just spend some time talking to them before we can get them sorted out with support from sensory support and education.
We probably think of things, you know, with technology now, all these things that are there to help people, the kind of physical things, braille, smart technology, even education, employment, as you mentioned a little bit there. But I would imagine the emotional side of things must really come into play almost straight away.
Yeah, that's the most important part of my work. There is a lot of guilt that would be tied up with parents once they get that diagnosis, and they just don't know what to do next because they don't know how to support their child or what to do next. But they need the support themselves. So I'm there just to listen to them and to talk to them and find out what we need to do next.
You know, the parents, you know, that sort of guilt thing, it almost sounds as if the children perhaps maybe take it in a bit easier than the parents do.
I think it depends on the age and the condition. If the child is born with the condition, then yes. I have a congenital disorder myself. I have albinism and nystagmus. I don't know any different from how I see now, and kids that are coming through my clinics are the same a lot of the time. They don't know the difference. It's the parents that see the difference. If a child loses their sight unexpectedly or through an accident, then it's a different situation and we need to support the child. Most of my work would be about supporting the parent.
When we think about sight loss, I think we often think of age being more the reason. You know, sometimes children, young people are not totally forgotten, but do you think that sometimes things aren't connected up enough for them, and that can now change?
I have to say, I think we're pretty lucky in Northern Ireland. We have good contacts within sensory support, so social workers, rehab workers. We have good contacts within the education system, so we have an awful lot of support from them that way. But it's still a shock to the parents. If it's not something that's known to the family, then yes, they go, but only old people lose their sight. Interestingly, I had that from a GP whose son had lost his sight, and he couldn't get his head around the fact that his two-year-old son wouldn't be able to see the same way that he could, because he only ever dealt with older people who lost their sight.
The job that you do sounds incredibly fulfilling. You know, you're there to support, to help. Is it quite an emotional one for yourself as well?
It is in the moment, but I don't become overly emotional. It's more about empathy and understanding what the parents are going through. I have a different perspective on it because I'm the one with sight loss. My children don't have sight loss, but my mum never had the support. So I'm hopefully making life easier for that mum or dad, and then that in turn will hopefully make life easier for the child so that they don't set any limitations for their children and they don't feel that this is the end. I have had one family, I spent 2 hours with them, and they've done fundraising for us. They just are so happy that there was someone there at that point in time to say to them, it's okay. It's not a life sentence of doom and gloom. She's going to have a fabulous life. It will be okay. And we got them the right support at the right time. And it's made a massive difference to them and accepting their daughter's condition.
Do you think the fact that you have a sight loss condition yourself, do you think when you're talking to people, they listen more because you've been there and been through it all?
In some circumstances, not all the time. I don't tend to lead in with that. If the child has the same diagnosis that I have, the same condition that I have, I let the parents do the talk. And when I get the questions of, you know, do I need a care package when they're older? What will their life be like? Strangely, one of the questions I get is, will they ever marry and have children? You know, things like that. And then I go, look, this is not to minimise your grief. You need to work through this. I have sight loss. I have the same condition. I have a normal life and do normal things. And I think then that makes them think, you have a job. You don't just have to sit at home and be handed your food, and you know that you can go out and have a life. And I think that makes a difference for them in the short term. It's not something they're probably going to hold on to forever, but I do think it helps give perspective. I think that's the best way to put it.